Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Saturday morning, I found myself with a fair bit of time. My wife was in the city doing some work and some conference stuff. And I was like, you know what? My son and I, he's turning two in July. I was like, let's go hit the town.
Ooh.
Let's go and find a game of local footy.
Cute.
And Saturday morning, it's most likely under 17s, under 18s. And I like
you used to do this a lot before your son was born.
I loved it. I would go and
it's
pick,
cool that you can take him with you now.
Yeah, I would pick just like a random game, whether it's from the GFNL or the BNFL, all the different leagues. We're so blessed with local football and netball across the region.
That's such a high standard.
Yeah, me and my best mate, we would just pick a different game most Saturdays and we would go and check it out. And I was like, look, I've got 2 hours to kill before he needs to come home and have a bit of a nap. So let's go find an under-18s game. Surf Coast Suns were playing against Newtown and Chilwell under-18s game. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
You don't know how
they look so young.
Yeah, they really do.
I was like, you could be 14.
But then there's like always one bloke that has like a full beard and you're like, who? How old is this guy?
I was like, where's your birth certificate? And tell you what, like I've taken my son to a couple of like sporting events and I'm just... You just see because like he's sitting there or he's running around and he's interested and then he's not and all those kind of things. And he knows when, because when dad watches football at home, he'll hear me yell ball and whatever. So most of the time, I think I watch about 3/4 of the game. He was looking at me going, ball, ball, ball. Like, this is when we say ball and all that. He also was saying hi to some of the players. They were saying hi back, which I was like, that's nice. Focus on the game. Come on.
You don't even know us.
I was like, this is fine. And he would say, if the ball would go to the other side of the oval, he would say, bye, ball.
Cute.
Bye, ball. And if he'd come back again, he would say, hi, ball. Hi, how are you going? But I tell you what, I haven't been to an under-18s game in so long. Man, they care.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just, you can just tell, and I loved it. You can just tell. I'm pretty sure Newtown and Chilwell got over the line.
Yeah.
They were about 10 points up by the time I had to leave. Like, we've got to remember, 18, like maybe in year 11, year 12, Saturday, you find it's this is
oh,
what this
Saturdays is, are everything.
This is literally what they're living for. And like the way they're talking to themselves and they're talking to each other, it's like if they don't hit this deadline, they're all going to be made redundant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, that is, you lose that.
Yeah.
You lose that when you grow up. Like, even when I
mean,
went
did you ever have that? Because, like, how many premierships have you won?
One school one, for some reason, my brain says don't count it because it wasn't with a local footy club. So, yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I really should claim it. But I remember being like that. Like when you say if you got dropped or you got taken to the bench, you go, whatever, this is the worst thing that could happen. They don't know about tax cuts.
Yep.
They don't. It was election day. They didn't give a crap.
A lot of them probably couldn't vote.
After the game, half of the team, especially that one player with the mustache, he would have had to have vote. And I saw it. And these young men, these young boys, they were like, this was everything to them. And I think I want to be their coach. I don't know what I can coach them. I don't know if I have the time, but I feel like getting this group.
You did get asked to be a coach once, didn't
you? Yeah, but that's how desperate the team was. Yeah. Their fourths needed a coach.
I don't know, Tim. You can be mistaken as a past player for the Geelong Cats. I think
happened.
You milk it.
I'm the main reason that I haven't been able to get involved in anything is by the time training starts, the show is well and truly under the way.
Yes.
In the afternoon. So like training right now, I know it's a Monday night, but Tuesday nights normally it'd be starting to...
Oh, yeah.
What, 6:30 at most. So,
at the latest.
Yeah. So this, I was like, maybe I need to care about something like these 18-year-olds care about this.
I mean, you do have a child, so.
I probably should focus on that. Yeah. You're right.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I feel like this morning, after just over a year of marriage, I finally feel like me and my husband married. Honeymoon period, over.
Oh, I know what you're about. You're annoyed at him.
No, you're
upset. You loathe him.
It's the other way around, my friend.
Okay. Well, normally the honeymoon, I don't know how your honeymoon period was spent. Like, you're not meant to, like, hate their guts. And
no,
I finally like him again.
I feel like we've been together for coming up to 7 years now. And
so
I feel
like... Because you met, 2018?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I feel like we... like we've been in a honeymoon period for that long. But then this morning I woke up, I went downstairs, made myself breakfast. My husband worked late. So, you know, I was like, let him sleep in. What?
No, paint the picture. You went down the stairs, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot.
I went back upstairs to get dressed and ready for the day. And I said to him, oh, you know, good morning, darling. How'd you sleep? And he looked me dead in the eyes and said, do you hate me?
Okay.
It's like a lot of energy in the morning. Weird. Just woken up.
God, good to see you too.
He was like, you never, never leave me a pillow.
Nah, yeah.
Like, here we go. Yeah. We're married.
Bring it on.
We're officially married.
Yeah.
He was like, you're always stealing the pillow from me and I've got no pillows. And all of a sudden you're taking up the whole bed. I think we need separate beds.
Wow. It's like, sleeping in separate rooms.
Whoa, I don't think we're there yet.
I think he's overreacting.
Do you reckon?
I think, I mean, obviously I'm not super familiar with how often this is happening, but if it's enough for him to boil over.
It's never come up before. So, this is the first time I'm hearing of it.
This man suffers in silence a lot, you would say.
What do you mean?
Well, that's his thing. Like, if this is the first time, if it's got to this point, I dare say it's not the first time he's had this feeling.
Apparently,
but he just keeps it to himself.
I have been obnoxious in my sleep. This is his words.
It happens when you're sleeping too. Yeah. There's no escape.
He chose me.
There's no reprieve.
He chose me.
Sure. For tax purposes. So
apparently in my sleep, I've been pulling the pillow out from under him.
Like under his head.
Yes. And taking it to my side of the bed.
Like hold, and you're cuddling it.
Apparently, I don't have any recollection of this. So, when I wake up in the morning, the pillow's back there.
So you go, like, I imagine you're asleep and you're like, and you just go, yank, and you just pull it from under him. His head just goes.
Like a magician pulling a tablecloth from under the table.
Yeah, I would find that annoying.
Yeah. I would too, except I'm not sure that it is actually happening because he...
But why would he just wake up and choose violence if it wasn't?
This is what I'm saying. The honeymoon period's over. Yeah. We're officially married.
Well, and like what you're saying, right, whether it's like anyone that is shares a bed with someone, like my wife will just deny that she steals the blanket. And I'll be like, oh, so you're telling me...
You're there with a tea towel.
Yeah, you're telling me the split is you get a lot of doona and the ground even gets some doona. It's so much on your side that the ground's getting some doona. And then she'll have the audacity because I'll be like, well, I've lost the doona. I'll claim the sheet. And she goes, you stole the sheet, love.
And that's marriage, my friend.
Yeah, I know. And I go, well, if only I had a doona to cover me so I didn't have to steal the sheet from you. But pillow is aggressive.
I said to him, I was like listen... That. I understand your feelings. I will try to let unconscious Jessica know that she's being a little bit rude.
You're like, look, I don't speak to her too much. I don't know if I'll be able to get the message across.
But we're not splitting up beds. we're not doing that.
I'd say you could come and stay at my house, but I haven't got any doona to share with you, so there's no point offering it.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I had a really bad thing happen this morning.
Oh.
And... I think because of my dental history in the last couple of years in particular, this was worse than usual.
Okay.
My dentist, and I never used to have a dentist, that's the thing. And then I had to get my teeth fixed. I have retainers, had retainers now. I did like the teeth realignment stuff. So I saw my dentist, Danny, all the time. Like every six weeks.
You were there all the time.
Like just to make sure it was all right. Mm. And I've been...
And you'd be like, today's the day.
Yeah.
I'm getting them off and still getting
and
new
it,
ones.
It kept happening. But now I just have nighttime retainers. So I know, I see the dentist all the time. I haven't seen her for a while.
Okay.
Today, she saw me buying a soft drink.
You have this weird thing that dentists can't see you ever eating unhealthily.
Well, their whole thing is like, take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
Their whole thing.
I guarantee you there are dentists out there that are eating Pepsi Maxes. Yeah,
eating, well, mate, stop. 10 out of 10 dentists don't recommend that. But yeah, so I bought a soft drink and she saw me and she kind of gave me that, what have you got there?
Oh.
And then I tried to defend myself and I was like, sugar-free.
Ah.
Sugar-free, my lord.
So it's good.
And
good for you.
And she
healthy.
Was like, yeah, sure. If that's what, yeah, of course. Mm. Of course, of course. And I was like, look, no, but there's still no cavities.
Yeah.
On the front
foot. Your teeth do still look great.
On the front foot immediately. But how, like, seeing your dentist in the wild, like, I assume, like most people, your dentist lives at the dental practice. They sleep there. They never leave.
I told you that I thought this about my teachers at school and you said I was an idiot.
Yeah, but dentists, like, because they've got the mask on.
Right.
I've never seen a dentist outside of the actual place that they work. And I was like, it's like I walked out of a bank with wads of cash in my hand and the police were like, what do you think you're doing with that? And I just, I hated it.
She completely missed the donut in your other hand.
Yeah, I threw it. Flung it into the new RM Williams. So I didn't handle the pressure well.
Yeah.
I felt shame, but I think it's a self-shame because I want, and I've spoke about this over the last couple of years. I was getting so many compliments from the dentist and they were making me feel so great about myself that I was being a good boy and taking care of my teeth. And the amount of money you spend on getting your teeth fixed.
You still brush your teeth after lunch every day.
Because I'm a good
boy. Did you tell her that?
I did, but all I had was a Pepsi in my hand.
So this poor woman left her dental office to go and get herself lunch. She's run into you and you've gone, it's sugar-free. I still brush my teeth every day, I promise. Look at my teeth, no cavities.
Look, I'm sure the hideous amounts of money that I sent her over the years, she's totally fine. She's like, do it. Come back.
Yep.
What she saw in my hand was another holiday to Bali. So she was absolutely wrapped. And I've never felt worse in my life. Have a good afternoon.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday was a very big day for me.
Yeah,
it was huge. And I appreciate you checking in, asking how it was all going.
Well, for people that might not know, you had a stall, a booth, at a wedding expo because you are a marriage celebrant.
Yes. So I started with the Gordon, the show sponsor, last year and officially became a registered marriage celebrant earlier this year. Went to my first expo yesterday and I was very nervous in the lead up. We've been talking about it for a few weeks now. I've been getting everything ready, making sure that I've got signage, making sure I look professional.
I mean, if anyone follows you on Instagram, you did a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first of probably many to say, just a bit bland, Jess, not enough colour.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just me, but it just a bit beige.
I did have one bride come up and talk to us because that was the whole point. I got to meet so many incredible couples and one bride was saying to me, oh, you know, look, we just want something really simple and elegant. And I was
like, you're like, actually move on.
I like literally pointed behind me. I was like, I don't know if we're the right fit.
Yeah, like, look, I want your money, but I don't think you're going to be happy with what I do.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know. Like, you need to make sure that you and your celebrant are on the same page. Like, I'm not just going to take your cash. I want to make sure that I'm the right person for you. But it was really, it was an overwhelming experience getting to talk to everyone. And it really solidified that I've made the right choice. And I love being a marriage celebrant.
Hate to ask an obvious question.
Yeah.
How much do you want to leave this job if you're like, you focus so much time that you're like, because this can be a full-time job.
I cannot stress enough. It is not, I'm not ready for it to be my full-time job.
Okay. Just let a bro know.
Yeah.
And we can phase out.
No, it's still going to be just a little side hustle on the weekends.
All right.
But just before they open the doors to everyone coming in. So we got there really early, 7 a.m., set everything up, went and had breakfast, came back. We're standing around, you know, everyone's really buzzing. I'm getting to meet all the other vendors, making new friends. And as we're about to start, one of the DJs, he came over and he was like, does anyone want a minty? I was like, perfect. I haven't had a minty in years.
Oh, but
like the full, like proper minty.
Can take a tooth out if you're 7 years old.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'll pop one of those minties just because I don't want to have bad breath when I'm talking to everyone. Thank you so much, mate.
What did you have for breakfast while you were out?
I had a ham and cheese croissant.
That girl's really nice, but reeked of ham.
So I was like, minty, sorted. So I popped the minty in my mouth and we're chatting to the girls that are in the booth next to us from Ballerine Botanicals. Amazing girls. They were so friendly. And we were having a laugh before everyone came in. And all of a sudden I realized, like, I can't talk anymore because the minty has gotten so soft, but it's not. It's getting stuck in my teeth.
Oh, so it's not dissolving fast.
No. And I thought, like, you know, I can't remember the last time I had a minty. So it's like, if I just pop this, it'll be like I'm popping a mint.
And not enough where you're going to swallow it.
Yeah. But it was huge. And so I've got it in my mouth and it's like jammed into my back tooth. So as I'm talking to these lovely ladies, these my brand new friends, and I'm trying to impress them and be like, look, I'm a real celebrant. Oh
God, you're just a scared little girl.
And so I start pulling the minty out of my mouth.
Oh my God, Jessica.
it was like one of those magicians, you know, like when you get the scarves coming out of their mouth? It was but me with minty.
You didn't think about turning around so that no one had to see that?
Well, I didn't want to turn around in case like clients started walking in because the doors had opened.
And you're just...
And I'm there fanging minty out of my mouth.
Like a magic trick. What a shit magician. Like, oh, no thanks.
And I'm looking at them and I'm like laughing nervously because I'm like, how much minty is there going to be?
Is this part of your service?
They're like, are you okay? And my mate's looking at me because she's there helping me with the booze. And she's like, girl, go and throw it in the bin. I was like, I'm trying. I can't get it out of my mouth. Like I haven't had a minty in so long.
Spooled about 4 meters of it. So thin.
Yeah. I finally managed to get enough of it out that there was just like a little bit still stuck, like wedged onto my tooth, like one of those cavity things, fillings.
Cavity things.
So I threw it in the bin, and by then brides had started arriving. And I was like, game face on, here we go. And like for the rest of the day, I'm just like trying to pull at this minty.
They come over and you're like, yeah, look, I can pretty much do anything. Sorry, I just got some. November, that is soon. That is very, very sorry.
So, yeah, thank you to everybody that came past yesterday. We had a few listeners drop by. They said to say hi to you, Tim, so.
I don't care if they're saying hi to me. Hire her.
Yeah, please.
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 It'll get her away from me. We're on K-Rock. This is Tim and Jess. Jess had Ava sticking around after testing our news knowledge. Appreciate that, Ava.
Thank you.
Just need as many ears on this as possible. I have discovered something. I've kind of stumbled onto something, and I don't know what to do. So I'm not going to say exactly where this is, but somewhere where you pay for parking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other day I had to park there and I was like, look, I didn't have the time to go around and try and find the free park, the all day parking and walk 40 minutes to work. I was like, I just need whatever.
Geelong parking is just, it's next level, isn't
it? I was like, look, no matter, even if this is, you know, $35, I just need this park today. So whatever. And so go in there, and as I'm leaving, it's one of the ones that, like, you put in your registration.
Yeah.
So I put it in, and it goes, have a nice day. No payment required. And I'm like, I've been here. I got in the park at 9:30 a.m., and I left at quarter past six.
Okay.
And I'm going, huh.
You were fully expecting, like, a full payment.
Full payment. So the next day, I was like, I'm going to try something. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do the exact same thing. Got there at like 10:30, left at just after 6 o'clock. Have a great day. Drive on.
What?
Oh, my God.
I have not gone back since.
In fear that...
I'm terrified. I feel like I'm taking advantage of it.
Well, and you are, but...
Yeah, no, but...
Power to you.
That's not your fault.
Man, this is what I'm worried about.
So is the system down? Like, what is this?
I'm not speaking to other drivers. I'm in and out very fast.
Magical parking booth.
What do I do? Because now I've just started, you know, parking near the botanical gardens and in mid-January and getting here by now.
You keep going until you get charged.
Yeah, I agree.
Because at this point, you're already up.
Yeah. Now, we all understand our responsibility and the position of power that we're in on a radio show right now.
Sure.
I mean, definitely pay for all your parking, Tim. Yep.
But it's also not, I mean, you didn't make the system and then
so
put
true.
In a little loophole for yourself.
But if I'm aware of the system.
What is the loophole? Like,
the loophole is that I'm not paying.
No, I get that. But why is the system not working on your car?
I don't know. Well, because I've seen people ahead of me.
Have you got like some sort of leaf on your car or something that it can't read your license plate?
No, it's one where you have to enter the license plate in.
Right.
To get your ticket on the way out. So
no,
it's like,
but on the way in.
Yeah, you're on the way in.
You enter it yourself or is it camera seeing?
Camera seeing situation.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
I think you just keep going. Yeah. Until you get charged. Because again, you're up.
Again, yeah, because you might have to pay $50 on the one day, but you've still got free parking for who knows how long. To see how long you can make the most of that.
Okay. Because it feels like...
And at this stage, the house is losing.
As you...
Gamble responsibly.
As you mentioned, parking is such an issue for a lot of people that work in the CBD.
Yeah.
We're lucky that one of us gets a car park here. I won't say who that is for fear of, you know.
There's two people in this room that get a car park here.
And I'm not one of them. and soon to be a third, I believe. Ava looking at you. That's okay. I just feel like I'm taking it away from someone who is a paying customer that deserves that more than me.
I think if this car park wants to be paid, they should fix their system.
I agree.
All right.
Two journalism degree and stiff. Can't argue with that.
But I've just realised that both of you aren't paying for car parks to weigh in on.
I've paid for car parks before.
I just was taking the bus so that I didn't have to drive.
Okay.
I'd never take the bus. Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'll think about it. I don't know why I've come to you two.
You're parking there today. Look at you pretending like you're not.
Mate, did I not call you almost ready to drive home?
Yeah.
Because I'd driven around town. And I was like, I'll see you tomorrow. I tried today. It wasn't my luck.
I was just leaving
Can
my house.
Can you drop me off at the Botanic Gardens on the way home after
can.
Six? Thank you
I
very
can.
Much.
It's very dark.
It is very dark and very leafy. I slipped on the way in. I don't want to talk about it.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.